Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice.
The following audio clip is a consultation with Ross, who has injured his hand.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Come in.
Hi, Ross.
Hi.
You had a welcome.
Okay, take yourself a seat.
I'd home yesterday and I went to like go in the loft and the ladders only came so far up because there's just little ones, and I went to put my hand up and thingy on and there's like metal and wood and nails and that on the floor, and I'd done that. And obviously my work, it's like production work in a factory and everything's using your hand. So they said they had like no jobs for us to do basically when I went in, but they can't send us home, so I had to send myself home yesterday.
Yeah.
And they advised us to come to the doctors or A&E or something.
A&E,
And and then it's just sore, it's just...
Okay.
And it was a bit yellow on it this morning down the bottom. I don't know, I'm cleaning it and everything, but it's just sore. It's like really sore. I know it's like, just looks like a little cut, but I've had cut at this, but it's where it is as well. It's
Okay. It's all about your hand injury and your ability to work. Was there some other issue you're planning to raise today apart from that?
I'm migraines as well. I used to get really, really bad migraines before, and they're starting to come on back, but it's hurting. Like I'll start feeling really dizzy, and like sometimes I don't even work where it's worse, because obviously I'm doing my jobs and it's really fast paced, and I'm just... It's more in the back of my head now, and like in the back section there, it's just a really, really bad throbbing in the head, and it's the last couple of weeks where it's got really bad. And
okay, so the headaches too. Okay, what should we focus on for this consultation?
Well, the hand, because it worked today, it was just my head as well. I've always used to be closer to the front than that. It's just at the back, but it's like a really, really bad throbbing pain.
Different from usual.
Sometimes like it'll be like over the space of an hour, like every couple of minutes I'll just like really bad, like a few throbbing pains, but it's
okay. Can I check, because you mentioned that there has been a bit of yellow discharge from it this morning. No signs of a red line tracking up your arm or any swelling or lumps in your armpit or anything like that? No fever at all?
I don't know, a bit hot, but
okay, so we can check for that. Okay. With coming here today, what were you particularly wanting me to do for you?
I don't know, but the advised us to call the doctors or something, or A&E.
So they were angling that you might be given a fit note or something so we could talk about that. Okay. Obviously with having had this cut to your hand, was there anything in particular that you were thinking I might do about that?
I don't know.
Is there anything that you were worried about?
I don't know, but I've never...
You want to make sure that's not being infected, is that right?
I've never really had a cut, like, sore like that. It's just with the being on my hand, and...
Yeah.
Obviously, my lass has just had the baby, hasn't she? So
I'm
trying to help out.
How are things with that?
Good.
How old's the baby now?
10 weeks yesterday.
She's coping?
Yeah, she's coping.
Just the three of you in the house then, isn't it?
The daughter, Sienna.
So you've got four in the house in total now. How's Sienna coping with the new arrival?
She's good. She's dead good with her. She always comes over, says, I love her, and then she gives her kisses. And
So a few changes in your life at the moment.
Yeah.
So the headaches have been going on for a couple of weeks, more so than previously, but you've had a history of headaches as well.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you normally do about your headaches?
Well, it was years ago. I got told to go to the children's thingy at Sunderland Hospital, because
so you went to see a paediatrician about it. Yeah,
I was like younger. Yeah,
yeah.
They had MRI scans and AEG scans and that, and said there was nothing there, but it was just they were gonna put us on some antipsychiatric ones to like counteract the headaches or something, because they were getting really bad before. But
so you had a lot of trouble with this before, so headaches is really a priority for you. Can we focus on that in a separate consultation? We'll arrange that within the next week or so.
We may be
able to do that for you today, but let's focus initially on what's going on with your hand and what we need to do in that respect, if that's okay. So at the moment, you're a production operative and it involves using your hands and you're right-handed.
Everything's hand, like really fast-paced handwork.
But
like if it's not holding a spray gun for hours on end, it's putting wires on and like reworking parts and stuff and holding it's loads of chemicals. Like there's the chemicals what get sprayed, there's the glue if you're reworking parts. There's just loads of horrible stuff really.
So they need to make it sure it's safe. You'd rather make sure it's safe and that you're not, it's not going to get...
Well, they said themselves, they said there's not really any jobs we can put you on because you have to use your hands for everything, but they
couldn't even do the sweeping up or anything like that.
They said they don't want people to come in to sweep for 8 hours today. So. Okay.
So did they give you an idea of what they were expecting you and me to do today with you coming here?
Not really, no.
Maybe a fit note, though.
I know.
Okay, well, let me check you over and we'll make a decision about what we need to do about your hand and then we'll come back to your head if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Good. You're not a big drinker, you're not a smoker.
I smoke, but not... Okay. I'm not very often.
All right. Do you want some support with that?
I'm cutting down anyway, but I should be fine. I've been doing all right.
Okay. Well, we're there for you. You know the harm that smoking potentially does, and it's good to set a good example for the family now, isn't it?
Well, my lass has stopped actually. She got that Champix.
Yeah. And that worked for her?
It's working for her. The odd time if she's like a bit tired and stressed and that, she'll say, oh, like, can I have one off? But she has one off and she just coughs and... Doesn't
suit it as well. Okay.
It's not bothered about it anymore.
So it sounds like you might be doing it well on your own without our support, but if you're needing our support, it's there for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Let's pop this in your ear and just take your temperature. Are you up to date with your tetanus jabs?
No, I haven't had any jabs in a long while.
Let me double check on your records and find out a little bit about when you last had a tetanus jab. So we boosted it...
Yeah.
Less than 10 years ago. So you're actually up to date at the moment.
Yeah.
And it looks like you've had a total of 5 in your lifetime so far. So not worried about that. Five should be enough. So let's have a close look at that hand. I'm going to clean it for you at the moment and just see what's going on.
Well, the nurse at work, like, cleaned it and...
Did it? Okay.
I actually, like, wrapped it up now and just... She was saying herself, like, it's not like a... Like a proper, like, basically like a fatal thing, but it's just took a few layers of skin off. But obviously with the job being the job it is, there's not really much I can do.
Yeah. Just to clarify things, this was at home that you managed to
get it? Yeah.
Okay. It's going to sting a little bit, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's fine. She done it yesterday.
Now, let me just double check that we haven't done any damage to any of the hand structures beneath that. Yeah. If you can... Feel that on your finger?
Yeah.
Yeah? And can you bend the end of your finger towards your face? So your tendons are okay, the nerves are okay, but you have cut about a centimetre worth of the skin.
I'm bad.
So... Nice. With you coming to see me quite late, we can't really stitch that back together, but it will heal. Because it's not very deep into the tissue. And I apologise for causing you pain with doing that.
It's been quite weird.
Okay. But it's important that we do clean it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And you might find that all you're needing to use is a bit of dilute TCP. You're not feeling faint with me doing that for you.
I don't know. It's certain quite just, a bit that.
Yeah, it stings a bit, doesn't it? So have you got some TCP or something like that?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, I'll write it down for you. You can get it from the chemist. So basically you want an antiseptic of some sort or another, right? So an antiseptic dissolved in water, so you wash it once a day. I'm going to put a dressing on that for you today just to protect it. We'll give you some spare dressings to take away.
I don't know what the work, the awkward though work, I don't know what they want us to do. The advisors go to the doctors and that, but they can't send you home themselves. But then I went in yesterday and they're just saying, well, there's no jobs you can really do. And I don't want someone coming in getting paid like what, over £10 an hour to clean up.
Okay. So, but they're gonna have to pay you for being off sick for a week, aren't they?
I don't know. No, because it's the way it works in there. It's like I had to send myself home. It's not up to them. This seems
a bit cunning, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Are you on a 0 hours contract or something?
I'm contracted.
So you should be. You'll get sick pay then.
Oh, I think that's why they say advisors to get a note. Yeah.
Okay. But, well, I wouldn't normally provide you with a note. for being off for being off work for less than 7 days. But all you need to tell them is that you've been to your doctor and your doctor's recommended that under the circumstances that they haven't got a job that you can do without having to grip with that right hand, that we give you a week off. If you're needing longer than a whole 7 days, so they'll provide you with a note from work. But if you need longer than 7 days, then I'm happy to give you a note. I need you to watch out for signs of infection. So I'd like you to be keeping that clean if you're going to be using the hand and washing it with an antiseptic on a daily basis and then just protecting it.
Yeah.
And then it should heal over the course of the next week or so. I think after a week, you're probably going to be fit to go back to work. Okay. And if you're not fit to go back to work, then just give us a call and we'll give you a fit note to extend it, the period of absence that you've got. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So that's regarding this, and you're up to date with your tetanus. Right?
Yeah.
Things to watch out for. Now, you mentioned a little bit of yellow gunge coming out of it, but if you're finding that you're getting a larger area of redness and soreness around it, or a red line that's running up your arm, or a tender lump in your armpit, or you're unwell with a fever, that could be something that's suggesting infection there.
Yeah. Okay.
So those are the sort of things where we'd need to see you that day. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that almost certainly will heal within a week or two.
The nurse there, because I was saying, I said, I don't know what to do. Should I go to get A&E or the doctors or something? She just kept saying, oh, I was in casualty for years and years. It'll heal in about 2 days. Two to three days it should heal.
It'll form a scab. And the scab will very slowly heal from the side, but you'll be left with a scar there.
Yeah.
I think that you'd be absolutely fine to go back to do normal work in a week's time. But if you're not, then we can extend the note, and you don't need it at one at the moment. I'll give you some dressings to take away with you for the moment. So that's the end of that particular appointment. Do you want to clarify anything else?
No, that's all for that. Yeah. Okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no